Oasis Audio presents The Bracelet, read for you by Kirsten Potter. There are no secrets that time does not reveal. Jean-Baptiste Racine. Prologue, September 27, 1843. Inside the carriage house, the air was damp and still, thick with the smell of leather and horses. She shook the rain from her hair and eased the door closed. In the dim light coming through the high windows, she could discern the shapes of two carriages, one an open surrey with three rows of seats, the other closed and more commodious, and beaded with rain. Beneath the window, two metal buckets, a buggy whip, a squat wooden table with peeling paint and coated with dust. She had not seen him since the accident, but she had waited for him in the garden behind the house, just as he'd asked, until the storm broke. Maybe he loved her as he claimed, but in his world, love was easily won and just as easily tossed aside. For months she had known this day was coming, and she'd waited for her heart to be free. But longing was a sickness that wouldn't leave her. She couldn't explain even to herself why such feelings bound her to him, despite the torment of parting, the fear of discovery, and the price they would now have to pay. She sank to the floor, the brick pavers rough against her bare feet, and her foot hit a coil of rope lying in the corner. She looked up to the cobwebbed rafters, and something broke inside her. Who would miss her if she were gone? Certainly not the child, too young to know its mother. Maybe Phoebe from the kitchen would shed a tear. Maybe Primus and Fanny, who had covered...